Can you share with us, Betty, if you remember, maybe the one individual, the one story of someone who died and then passed over, and before they died, you know, maybe what your conversation with them might have been? I'm just curious to see how they adapted to this.
The one that sticks out in my mind at this moment is actually a man that was on death row a couple of years ago. And a few years before that, I received a letter from him. He told me he was going to be put to death, and he asked me to be his spiritual advisor. I did because I had had a dream about this man a couple of years before I heard from him, and I knew that I would be helping a man go to the other side, and that while he was put to death. I went to Texas. This is where this man was incarcerated, and met with him on several occasions. A half hour before he was put to death, I was allowed in his cell.
Oh my.
And to talk with him as his spiritual advisor. Over the course of a few months, of course, I had shared my experience with him, and we sat and we talked. He had a couple of children, teenagers, he was leaving behind, and we talked about them, and this man wasn't a really violent man, but he was prepared to go down violently, as most people on death row are. In fact, they make a pact that they will not be put to death without at least trying to take the warden with them or doing some other act of violence.
You mean so they had to cuff them or something like that?
Yes, they make a pact. Well, I was able to bring this man to some peace that he wouldn't want to perform another act of violence, that his greater comfort and experience on the other side would be for him to show love, that he needed to forgive the warden and the man who would be there to execute
why should he forgive them? He's the one who killed somebody.
Because they were putting him to death and the guilt that they would feel in doing that. And so we talked about it. I really didn't know whether this man would have faith enough in God, faith enough in me, to carry this out at the moment of his death. A half hour later, I was taken to the room to view him being put to death. The most horrible experience in my life.
Lethal injection or
yes,
electric?
Lethal okay. injection. And he was laying there looking into my eyes. And he said he would, and he would remember everything that I told him about the moment of his death and who would greet him. The man was perfect in death. I was just astonished. He forgave everyone.
Well, did he have any remorse for what he did?
Oh, yes. And he had already taken care of that months previous to death. It was just incredible. I don't know. There are no words to describe it. It took me actually about a year and a half to overcome the trauma that I experienced. He experienced, of course, the trauma of death, of the physical death, I'm sure, but spiritually, he did not. He was spiritually prepared and ready to meet God on the other side.
Oh, now let me ask you this, because you don't believe in hell.
No.
And I am not a believer that a murderer like that will be floating around heaven with people who are spiritual and kind during their life. What do you think happened to this guy's soul?
What I think happened to him, in the first place, you have to back up to what mutated, what happened, what was his change. When he was 7 years old, he was sexually abused by his father until he was nine. His father was put into jail because of the abuse. His mother remarried. His stepfather began the abuse again, beating on the mother. When he was 10, he hit the stepfather with a bottle to keep him away from his mother, wounded him enough to where he was placed into a reformatory.
Mm-hmm.
From the reformatory, he was abused again sexually and spiritually and in every way. He had a tremendous amount of anger. He was on drugs. He had a $400 drug habit per day when he committed murder to get more money for more drugs. I would say that that God, taking this all in consideration, this man was a wounded being. He didn't do any of this in his right mind. He didn't have a right mind.
He was put behind the eight ball since the get-go, wasn't he?
He was doomed from the very beginning. I would like to imagine that when he left his body, that he was met and held in the arms of Christ, and that he would spend an eternity at least in a healing process.
I wonder, Betty, if he was met by the soul of the person he killed.
He actually had an experience with that man. One of these days I'm going to write about it and put it on my website. The story is incredible.